Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan on a Thursday night. Hope you're having a good one. It is time to go up to Minnesota, where former NFL linebacker Ben Lieber is a member of the Vikings radio broadcast team, and he joins us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Good evening, Ben. How the heck you doing up there?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm just kind of bracing for this mega cold front we're about to have. You guys know nothing about that down there, but
Nothing.
It's going to be a high of minus 10, I think, on Saturday.
There you go.
We were up there for the Super Bowl maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago. How long ago was that? And we did not leave the Mall of America. I had to go out to the parking lot once, and I nearly froze to death there in the 45 seconds or so. So that's been my only experience with weather that frigid.
Well, you've got everything you need at the Mall of America. You're probably at the JW, which is a great place to stay.
Yeah.
And you've got every shop that you'd ever need, and you got an amusement park right in the middle. So why would you want to leave?
I didn't want to. It was actually a fantastic week. I look forward to maybe getting to explore more of Minnesota and the Twin Cities area in a future date. But this one right here going to be in Dallas. And, you know, I guess our first question is, like, how good are the Vikings? It seems like from afar, if y'all had a quarterback, you'd be a pretty viable playoff team right now.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment. I mean, I think, you know, going into the season, based off of last season, that's what everybody felt like the expectation was let's groom this young quarterback in his first year starting, and as long as he doesn't throw games away and he's not too risky, and if we just get an average amount of quarterback play, then we're going to be fine. You know, maybe not a championship-level team. I don't think anybody had that expectation, but being competitive in every game, making it exciting, you know, getting to the playoffs, I think were realistic expectations. And we've certainly fallen short of that. It's been all about quarterback play. Injuries up and down the offensive line really, you know, held us back in the first, I would say, half of the season. And then, you know, we had Carson Wentz in there, and he gets hurt, and then JJ comes back, and then he gets hurt again. So it has been up and down and very inconsistent at that spot.
Is there regret letting Darnold go? What's the consensus on that?
No, I don't think so. Of course, there is a kind of small but loud, I think, part of the fan base that is still saying that we messed up not bringing in Aaron Rodgers. We should have never let Daniel Jones go. We should have never let Darnold go. It's like nobody's going to be happy unless we get a high-end amount of quarterback play. But to me, I'm all about developing McCarthy, and – you know, I've heard the number of 50 starts. You know, I was talking to a pretty reputable former player, and he's a former quarterback, and he's like, look, man, you need about 50 starts to see what you have. And, you know, some of it's going to be really good and some of it's going to be really bad. And at the time we were talking, he's like, look, he's got like 4 starts right now. Like, I wouldn't freak out. You know, there's time to develop this kid. So that's kind of where I'm at, is as long as he shows progression, as long as he shows that there is something to look forward to next year, then I think it's a successful season.
Ben, Zach, thanks so much for jumping on with us again, man. I was a huge fan of Donovan Jackson coming out of the draft. I know you mentioned the offensive line's been hurt, but when they're whole, do you think this unit is trending in the right direction, and how's Donovan been in his rookie year?
Dude, Donovan's been fantastic, man. You want to talk about a tough dude. You know, he missed some time because he had a wrist surgery, and he played. This was going into our bye week, so he knew the week before that he had broken his wrist. And he's like, look, I can put off this surgery until after this next game, until we head into the bye week. And so he did. He played a game with a broken wrist, a known broken wrist, and he played well. I think that's all he needed to do to show the team that he's in it for the long haul. He's committed. He's a tough dude. He's old school. And I definitely think that he's better going forward than he is backwards. And I'm not saying that he's bad going backwards, but as you guys know, I mean, you guys have had some injuries on the offensive line too. You know, when you interject some of these younger guys, they'll have a lot of experience. The dynamic amount of twists and stunts and blitzes that they have to pick up while going backwards and communicating, I think just takes time. And, you know, so he's had some struggles there, but overall he's had a really good season.
So how's your assessment of the running game? Because I think there's a lot of Cowboy fans. We've got PTSD when Aaron Jones comes to AT&T Stadium from his days with Green Bay.
You know, the running game is good when we commit to it. And that's one thing that KOC, he admits and he knows that sometimes he gets away from it a little bit too soon in some of these games. But, you know, he's pass-oriented, so that's natural for him to want to rely on the passing game. But you look at last week's game where we ran the ball 31 times. I think officially, if you count all the kneel downs, it was like 34 times or something like that. But, you know, we committed to the run, and we ran at a pretty good rate. And I think when we can find that balance of taking some of the weight off of McCarthy's shoulders, really, really getting downhill in the running game, using CJ Ham, kind of like you guys have true 21 personnel, that's when we're at our best, and then use all the play action off of that. I think that's what makes the offense really go. And so we're kind of all expecting the same sort of blueprint from last week. And hopefully, you know, your defense continues to struggle.
Hey, Ben, I spent 5 years of my life in Green Bay, so I understand exactly what you're talking about with cold weather up there. So I'm the one Texas guy on this radio program that understands running to a car, you know, in cold weather. So, but
well, the thing is, yeah. As you know, though, you got to be careful, though. Yeah, running will get you. You're going to fall right on your back.
And I tell you what, that's when it was funny you say that, because the first time I used to work with the Packers, and I fell in the parking lot at Lambeau Field, you know. So I'm like, what the hell am I doing up here? Kind of a thing. So yeah, I understand those cold days and all. I want to ask you though, as a former linebacker, how much fun would you have had playing in this scheme that the Vikings have, with the way that Brian Flores kind of gets everybody involved in the front seven?
Oh man, it would have been a blast. I mean, I think every player on the defensive side, you know, the favorite thing to do is to blitz, because. Not to say that there isn't some responsibilities to that, but it's such a freeing thing when you get your name called and you know you're blitzing. All you got to know is, you know, what sort of leverage am I going to take on the running back or the tight end? That's it. You know, after that, it's just pin your ears back and go be physical and go make something happen, because you can still get an attaboy and a plus on your grade sheet if you just create some chaos. And you know, which is quite the opposite in the pass game. When you're dropping in coverage and you've got a kind of progression read.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You see what the routes are doing and what threats are presented. I mean, you can feel like you're doing something positive, and then you get back in the film room and you're like, yeah, you can't drop like that when this guy does this and this guy does this behind you. And you're like, well, son of a bee, I thought I actually had a positive play on that, you know? So, it feels really good. And that's the one thing that's fun to watch about this defense is they come from all different angles, and we have two really, really good blitzing inside linebackers. And Eric Wilson, just he's had, I think, a Pro Bowl season. I hope that he gets the love that he deserves.
What's the key to sort of neutralizing what Flores wants to do and having success against him?
I tell you what, if you can pick it up, it's a pretty porous defense. A lot of times it's only five, six guys in coverage. Like I was saying before about, you know, being a linebacker and having to drop. I mean, it's really hard when you have a concept of three under three deep and you're trying to cover a lot of grass and the quarterback's not scrambling for his life out there and they can actually find the outlet. The middle of the field, intermediate middle of the field has been our Achilles heel with Flores the whole time that he's been here. If you can get some time and you can have some in-cutting routes at about that 12 to 15 range, that's been deadly. You know, it's deep enough to where our linebackers can't run up there and mug at the line of scrimmage and get back in time. And it's also, even when they have time, again, if you present something, you know, to the left or right of them and they have to honor that, then you can sneak a guy in behind. So that is the vulnerability about this defense, is kind of that soft spot in the middle of the field.
Ben, they've had a lot of run stops on, but they blitz so much on first and second down. Have the run stops been because of blitzing and free rushers and stuff and the Vikings being able to kind of get guys, unblock guys into some run defense positions?
You know, I wouldn't say it's a direct result, but the threat of it is absolutely a direct result. You know, when you turn on the film, a lot of times you're going to see that line of scrimmage being mugged by a lot of different players.
Right.
And it may seem like they're blitzing because when the ball snapped, now they're reacting to a run and they might shift their weight and start going forward. But the idea of that play maybe wasn't to be an actual blitzer. It's just basically disguising the blitz to see if you can get some one-on-ones. And I think more often than not, that's where we're making a lot of our behind the scrimmage plays, is a guy like Jalen Redmond, who's an unknown
been really
guy,
good for you guys, really good,
really good, really dynamic, really quick. I mean, his hand technique is phenomenal. You get him on a one-on-one where you have to honor the you know, supposed blitzing linebacker in the A gap, and all of a sudden now you create a one-on-one at the three technique spot, and he's going to beat you every single time with his speed and quickness. So it's more of things like that, just the threat of it versus the actual blitz.
Previewing the Vikings with Ben Lieber here on 105.3 The Fan. We were breaking down the Cowboys linebackers earlier because they've struggled this year. And being a former linebacker yourself, we were talking instincts versus athleticism. Shout out to the dogs in the background, man. Yeah. We're a big dog show over
here.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. How would you weigh that? Like, do you need the instincts versus the super athletic linebacker? Like, is that what's going to – obviously you want both, but I think that our guys are kind of lacking the instincts here.
Yeah, it's funny because I keep hearing that over and over again. You know, sounds like Murray's not really worked out when it comes to that spot, and neither has Logan Wilson kind of worked out in that spot, and you guys are kind of going shuffling back between the two. But, you know, look, me personally, I was not the most instinctful player, and I really thrived in a scheme where, A, I was blitzing, took away some of that thought process. And it really wasn't until I was an older veteran where I really had to understand and use the process of deduction every single play to help my instincts take over. Because if you just gave me you put me out on the backfield, or like, let's say that someone's backyard, and say like, hey, we're just going to line up and play football. I actually wasn't great at that. But if I knew where my threats were coming from and I knew who could block me and who couldn't block me, then I could play much faster. And so I think sometimes, you know, these guys, they need more time in a scheme. And the more time that I had in a scheme under Leslie Frazier, who I was with, or Mike Tomlin for the year, and we kind of played that classic Tampa 2, my first year in the Tampa 2 was terrible. I didn't understand it. I get into years 3 and 4, and all of a sudden, like, man, I really get it. And it accelerated my play because I knew before the snap of the ball, like, all right, based on formation and down and distance and what we're doing, like, I knew exactly where I'm supposed to go. So, you know, sometimes I think, you know, if you're looking at these players that you're talking about, it might just come down to experience and getting a high number of snaps.
Hey, Ben, if I have this right with your football as a player, you played for Marty Schottenheimer, with the Chargers? Did you play for him? What's your memory with about Marty and maybe with Brian, if you have anything like that?
I love Shoddy. Shoddy's great, man. We were together in San Diego, and you know, his wife and my wife are still pretty close, and so it's I've been secretly a Dallas Cowboys fan this whole season.
There you go.
It's been fun to watch, and I've been super super happy for him, and I can't wait to hopefully connect with him on the field, but. You know, his dad was, you know, everything probably that you guys thought it was. He was like this juxtaposition of military general, but highly emotional dad. Mm. You know, like he would cry at the drop of a hat. I mean, when he was in a team meeting and he's giving a rah-rah speech and then he starts talking about how much he cares about us. I mean, he'd just start breaking down and he would just start crying. You're like, oh, my gosh, like this is like this guy like really is feeling this moment. Right. But he was, I thought he was kind of equal parts everything. He could be demanding, he could be stern, but at the same time, he could kind of flash that smile and you knew that he had a warm heart. So I don't know. I love playing for Marty, and, it was kind of unfortunate how everything kind of shook out there.
So maybe Brian's not that different from Marty when it gets down to it.
Is he a crier? I mean,
he gets emotional. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, then see, he kind of like takes after his dad a little bit.
We were just wondering if he was tough enough, but I think he's shown a couple of times, like at training camp, he got after the guys, and you know, he's been decent in the discipline department.
Yeah, that wouldn't shock me. I mean, he always came off as like the cooler kid. I mean, I still see him now with the visor on backwards. Like that's always been kind of his personality, you know. But, you know, it's been so long since I've been around him that, you know, I always kind of picture him as that kind of affable, you know, lovable guy. But, you know, you can't not be influenced by the way his dad did it. I mean, he's got to have that sternness in his body. I mean, it's kind of like KOC here. I mean, people are shocked that he can be as like tough on the players as he is internally. And then you find out that his dad's a former FBI agent. You're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Like, you know, it's like California cool, grow up in northern San Diego. And then you find out that his dad's this, like, tough-o, FBI agent. You're like, yeah, I'm sure he wasn't like soft and cuddly at home. So I'm sure KOC's got a little of that to him too.
So were you surprised that Shoddy kept getting looked over for this opportunity? He seems like he's a hell of a coach in his first year.
You know, honestly, I guess I didn't really have any thoughts about it other than just, I wasn't following it so close, like with these head coaching hires, like, oh man, Shoddy's getting passed up. I always, always respected everything that he was doing wherever he went. And it's kind of funny. Like I've got a friend of mine that I played with, a former teammate that's now a special teams coordinator. And it's hard for me to like picture him in that role. And I kind of maybe feel the same way about Shoddy. Is like, I always just see him as kind of like an equal and a peer and like, maybe not a head coach of a multi-billion dollar franchise. So when it happened, I'm like, hell yeah. Like I didn't even expect this. So yeah, I was just happy for him because I guess I wasn't looking at that closely and never felt like he was getting slighted at other places.
Well, hell of a job, man. Painted a great picture, told some awesome stories. We can tell why you're having such great success up there. Ben Lieber, Vikings Radio, thank you for joining us here on your home of the Cowboys.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Cheers. Same to you. Ben Lieber here on The Fan. Okay, Brian's birthday is tomorrow. He's going to be taking the day off. We got a roast of Krusty coming up. Is that what's
yes,
planned?
Yes, we do. I hit up Lucius this morning, and I said, man, go ahead. Let's find the best we can. And Lucius is going to run us through the G-Bag tradition that is the Brian Broaddus birthday roast. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, LoveLines.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.